What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
I touched on this story this morning in letters to the editor. I'll just go back to yesterday's Cairns Post. Peter Carruthers wrote that millions of litres spilling over the dam wall at Lake Tinaroo and washing out to sea has prompted calls to raise the dam wall and take full advantage of future wet season rainfall. On February 11, for only the second time since 2012, Tinaroo Falls Dam reached capacity and water began spilling over the dam wall. On Friday, the dam was at 101.5% capacity, meaning 450,000 megalitres of water is currently stored in the dam. So you've got a picture of what we're talking about here. Then you pick up the Cairns Post letters today under the heading, Dredging is the Answer. Jennifer Short of Edge Hill wrote, there are two ways to preserve Tinaroo Dam's precious capacity that could be implemented before increasing the height of the dam. They are ending so-called environmental flows and dredging the accumulated silt from the reservoir. The early settlers noted that the Barron River frequently shrank to a series of billabongs in the dry season. Dry season environmental flows are an invention of activists that lack any basis in reality and are an attack on the farmers for whom the dam was built. There's no good reason for them, so they should cease. Inflowing water carries silt into reservoirs, particularly during high wet season flows. That silt needs to be removed periodically to maintain reservoir volume. Many countries dredge reservoirs routinely. For some reason, we don't. Dredging would be cheaper than raising the dam wall and could start immediately. Dredging would pay for itself by selling the recovered material to farmers and builders. While a growing nation obviously needs more and bigger dams, we also need to maintain the ones we have intelligently and avoid squandering their water on greeny delusions, writes Jennifer Short of Edge Hill. Now, in these circumstances, I've turned in the past and will do once again to the Tinaroo Dam water sport enthusiast Neville Fry. Neville, good morning.
Morning, John.
What did you think of Jennifer Short's letter?
She is 100% correct, John. I've been pushing that barra for the last 10 years with Sunwater, previously when it was Water Resources. And, they keep coming back with saying, oh, the soil is heavily polluted, high in nutrients, contaminates. You know, you can't touch it. Because when Mr. Chapman was the Shire Chairman of the Atherton Shire, he permitted a quarry license in the Barron River where the river flows into near Atherton there, and they had a quarry license to remove the soil. Then the Fish Stocking Association stepped in and said, no, stop that, you're releasing nutrients into the water. That then finds its way into the river, it finds its way to the Great Barrier Reef and feeds the crown of thorn starfish. So Jennifer was completely correct in greenies and people that don't know what they're talking about. Raising the level of the dam is only a short fix because Sunwater has a blanket view with all dams throughout Queensland that they treat them like flood mitigation, and come the end of the dry season, if the dam is still above 4.5 metres, they drain it to 4.5 metres, and if we get a failed wet season, we're buggered. So all they've got to do is, yes, I understand they've got the plug pulled on at the moment to keep it a little bit under control, but let's as soon as it gets to level, plug it back up again and leave it. And take as much dirt out as possible.
So in your view, the excuse that they seem to use, as you put it, at Sunwater, the soil is polluted, is not accurate.
No. It's perfectly good loam. It's when they were doing it in the Barron River, the farmers were lining up for the soil. A fellow by the name of Peter Dalloy was part of that, and has lived in the Barron River all his life up there where it flows in, and it is now all silted up. It's very badly silted. At the moment, you can do water activities in front of my mother and father's place at Tinnabarra. It's silting up very badly. If you were up there today, you'd see the water in front of their house would be muddy, but 500 metres down, it clears because then the mud just drops out and it's silting up. All those people that have bought land on at Rankin's block up there at Tinnabarra, in 15, 20 years' time, they won't have any water in the front of their place.
Now, let me ask you this. Are there other people who share your views on this particular matter? And if so, how do we get to promote that view?
Well, people do agree with what I'm saying, but I'm the person that speaks out the most and yells and jumps up and down and, you know, put my neck on the line. I'm happy to do it, but, you know, it's just human nature today. Just, oh, well, you know, it'll be okay.
Could there be a change in the position of Sunwater, perhaps, with a change of government, or would that not impact on the situation?
Change of government would help, but Sunwater being a commercial operation and is sort of arm's length from the government, they're a corporation, and so you know they're answerable to their directors, and you know and there's a lot of underlying problems there. But you know, a change of government may help. It's like Shane Canute keeps running into a brick wall every time we bring this issue up with him, and he agrees with what we say, but no, they just say no.
Well, I presume the farmers are on your side. What about the residents around the edge of the lake itself?
Yes, they always have been, but, you know, there's a change of people coming through now, buying land and building houses. And you know, somebody said to me the other day that a new resident up there said, oh, the water skiers start early in the morning.
The what, sorry?
The water skiers start very early in the morning, don't they? And waking them up. So anyway, but that's another story. But no, the problem with the water is to treat Kinneroo Dam as it was built, as a water storage irrigation, not as a flood mitigation like Wivenhoe Dam.
Isn't this an interesting point you brought up? Well, actually, Jennifer Short brought up in the letters to the editor this morning.
We think very much alike, Jennifer and I.
Oh, you know Jennifer? Yeah.
No, I don't, but we think very much alike to the way she wrote in the paper.
Exactly. It's a carbon copy of what you're saying. Isn't that interesting?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Very important point.
John, if you've got a glass of water and you drop a rock in it, you've got less water.
Yeah. Exactly. This has been really interesting, Neville, once again. You never let me down. And thank you for this. Neville Fry on the line there, the Tinneroo Dam water sport enthusiast. If you've got a view on that particular matter, one way or the other, by all means, share it. That letter is under the heading, Dredging is the Answer, Jennifer Short, Edge Hill, in Letters to the Editor, Cairns Post, today.